It's a great idea. I love it because it makes you break you broke it in some kind of whole blocks and whole categories that will make it easy for people to navigate the whole book. I really love the idea, and you, you have a good descriptions. I note that using the idea for the great dose, how we call that? Let me see here. Call the
part
1, 2, 3. Since you have the parts, I think the part that you did the standalone part for part number 4 is in fact 7.2 because it is part of the requirement for true devotion for the Chapel of Divine Mercy. So we may need to renumber that.
Okay.
But you need to double check, see if I'm not mistaken. I think the part 4 should not be, I think we should, of course, move on and then put also, hold on, the numbers for pages is the last thing you're going to do the book. Only when you finish the final proof reading, then you're going to deal with the numbers, page numbers. Don't worry about that, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So you likely need to delete every single page number, but doesn't matter. It's very good, the idea. However, take a look in the part number 4, because I think we should just remove the number 8, delete the number 8 completely, and then renumber all further items. Evidently, no, it will become 8.1, 8.2, 8.3, right?
Yeah.
If you remove, but think to remove the number 8 and make it a 7.1. Because also
we already have 7.1.
Hold on. Also,
okay.
Also, there is a regarding the design for the rosary instrument, the rosary bead itself, the rosary bead as an instrument itself. I wanna. Did you read the explanation I put over there?
In
part number 5, for the regarding the
introduction. Okay.
No. The whole rosary bead. The way I designed the double beads.
Yeah.
Did you know that took more than a year for me thinking and consider? More than a year because. The key word is the design was a challenge, a huge challenge. We didn't know what to do, because if we destroy the whole rosary, we're gonna have a lot of problem for people to accept our proposal. But if we created we solved the challenge. But the challenge took a year for me to solve it. I'm not 100% perfect, but it's sufficiently reasonable to use a double beat. But I have to put it back the word challenge, a design challenge, okay? Because it is, and very important. I don't know where you're going to put that, but it's very important for people to read that we had a huge design challenge for that.
Okay.
So then,
okay.
Take a note for that.
Paul, I just sent you another thing. It is the beginning of the book. I want to show you this, like the after, like that's about the book, the very beginning. So I made like few changes here and there.
I just opened the book here in my computer. Where is the, you wanna, are you discussing some proofreading, some improvement for the you need to do for the whole book.
I'm going to do that, but since like I was not sure if I should be like doing the proofreading or like to enhance or things and stuff like that. So I just did the very first page.
We need to do the proofreading for the whole book, but I recommend not yet, because we need to insert, for example, if we're going to insert the explanation for the rosary, do you have the book? Do you have the book in your screen right now?
Yeah.
Can you go to the page? Okay, hold on a second. Page. Okay, go to the page 31.
31, okay. Yeah, foundational mystery.
Yes. Okay, you can see if we insert a new session or a new remember I suggested yesterday that we should add, let's say, a special session just for the standard commentaries for the 35 mysteries. So the standard commentary for the first minister will be likely at least 35, the average will be about 35 new pages, right?
Okay.
But can you see this the whole page here?
Yeah.
It is only regarding the father Abraham, right?
Yeah.
But because I did a whole page explanation, even more than it's about a page. Because I did not have a special session for then expanded each one of the 34. And this mystery is so important that I put it as part of it. But if we create a new session to extend commentaries, reflection like I suggest yesterday, then we can somehow transfer that, keep it just a short paragraph about this first foundational mystery, and transfer that for the explanation, most of this two paragraph I wrote there should be then part of the explanation, not part of the main body. So basically, we're going to have the main body for the 35 mysteries. Then we have the explanation. And then we're going to have also a final session with the referential. For example, only the 35 mysteries for the title, just to get some keywords. For example, the Immaculate Conception, the Find of Jesus, the baptism in the Jordan. So we're going to have some kind of a title and keywords.
I added some titles today.
No, but you add some title is part of the body of this body.
Yeah.
But at the end of when you are ready to publish the book, we should have three sessions. One, that's the one you have right now, removing portion of this first mystery and transfer into that explanatory session. And then we're going to have another final session just with the title, the very short title, and as a references, and two, three keywords. For example, you can put the visitation, for example. Then you can put the one or two keywords. For example, it's a keyword? Just a keyword. For example, San Isabel or Magnificat. Do you know what's a Magnificat?
No.
Okay. Magnificat is the name that the Catholic Church gave, specifically title, for the prayer the Holy Spirit said, called the Canticle of Mary. So Mary, when Saint Elizabeth received the greetings from our Blessed Mother, do you remember what she said? She said, "Who
blessed
am
are
I?
You?
She said, who am I? She said to Mary, Saint Elizabeth, who am I that the mother of my Lord, my Savior, came to me to visit me? Who am I? Because blessed are you among women." Then she said, first off, the Hail Mary, right?
Yeah. And blessed is the fruit of
thy womb, Jesus. But then what Mary did, she did the canticle of the Magnificat. So she said a prayer so beautiful, so beautiful. Do you remember that prayer? Oh, something about that prayer?
No.
She said, "My soul magnify the Lord, because he looked to the humility of her servant, and he did marvelous thing in me. From now on, every generation will call me blessed, because God did some marvelous thing in me, and he blessed his name forever, because he remembered of his promise to Abraham, his descendants. His mercy extended to generation from generation, from those who fear him. And he will fill the poor people with abundance and dismiss the rich people with empty hands." So she called. You never recall that the whole.
I know this thing called, yeah.
Yeah, you know
this. I remember, but yeah, I know the meeting and afterwards the words in Urdu, but for some reason I couldn't.
Yes, but you know the point. Yeah. But it's huge. It's long. It's a long canticle, huh? But it's a prayer so powerful. The Catholic Church only have three prayers that the Church keeps under the category of canticle. The canticle of Zacharias, the canticle of Mary for Saint Elizabeth, with we call the Magnificat prayer, exaltation, and the canticle the canticle of the presentation, the rabbi that received Jesus, I forgot his name, the guy that was waiting for to see the Messiah, and God promised he would not die until he see the Jesus. He took Jesus in his arm and he proclaimed a wonderful canticle called Pellegrino. But the Church calls Magnificat for that. So that Magnificat, the whole prayer, should be part of the mystery of the visitation, but should be part of the explanation section. You understand? The commentary section. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then when we make the reflection for the visitation of Mary to Saint Elizabeth, we definitely must put the prayer over there. Absolutely. Huh?
Okay.
Because it's magnificent. It's unbelievable stuff. Okay? So, but that's part of the session for extended commentaries or reflection or whatever you want to call.
However, was this the guy's name, Simon?
Yes, sorry, the Canticle of Simon. Yes, the Canticle of Simon. Actually, there is four canticles. The Canticle of Simon, the rabbi. Hold on.
Yeah.
Somebody is knocking my door. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Some